Hare Hare हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा।
माय डियर डिवोटीज, रिस्पेक्टेड महात्मास एंड महापुरुषास, Gandharvas, Narada Muni, Shiva, and Lord Brahma, and whoever else is in the audience, it is with great pleasure that we can say, we are now at Suravikund. Suravikund is the place where all offenses are forgiven. And therefore, Suravikund holds a very significant place in the life of those who take as their main means to reach love of Godhead, or to become blessed with love of Godhead. It has a supreme place of importance, because since we know love of Godhead can be obtained through the chanting of the Maha Mantra, which is chanted without offenses, we have to ask ourselves the question, do I feel already love of Godhead, or the beginning stages of love, like deep gratitude and being moved by feelings of great humility, or do I not yet feel these devotional feelings? When we feel, I don't feel these devotional feelings, I'm not in possession of chanting really with taste, we have to assume that it is most properly due to the offenses which we commit, either consciously or, in our case, because we want to become Krishna conscious, unconsciously. It's offenses which we commit, even those which we commit unconsciously, which keep the results from coming. No? You know, I can eat a sweet, but if my tongue is covered with a cloth, the taste of the sweet only reaches very, 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 very smallly. A little idea of the sweet is there. And if it's really covered by a leaf or a karatat, it doesn't reach at all. So if my consciousness is covered by ignorance, some of the taste of Krishna consciousness, some of the taste of chanting can come. But if my tongue is covered by a leaf or an iron or granite layer of offenses, nothing comes. It's a tasteless chanting. So let me tell you how this place is a place where offenses are forgiven, so that you might be able to access the place and the power of the place deeply. You must first of all know that Sanatana Goswami writes, coming to a holy place and where the Leela of the Lord was performed, and the chanting there at this holy place is a quick means of attaining love of God. And coming to this place where the Leela of forgiving offenses was performed and chanting there is maybe the hidden secret of this Japa retreat in 2010 at the sacred in the sacred valley of Giriraj. So you must now listen very carefully, as if your life and your further development in Krishna consciousness depends on these few informations from the Shastra, which we will reverentially hear, and then we will do an exercise in chanting. So, after Indra had caused a a weather attack, a bad weather attack, we can call it, on Braj, where he wanted to wipe out the entire living population of Braj. He felt very remorseful. He had seen it was not possible. He had seen how Krishna had lifted the Govardhan hill and provided for absolutely safe shelter from his attacks to all the residents of Braj. And he now felt very, very bad that he had done this. Humility comes in the heart of someone who has seen he has made a grave mistake. So Indra was, for one of the first times in his life, really humble. He came and looked for Krishna, but Krishna was nowhere to be found. Where was Krishna? But Krishna had walked around Giriraj to inspect what damage had been created by Indra. And he had seen all the results of Indra's attack and was in a special Krishna mood. So when Krishna arrived here, Indra, who had followed the Lord, caught up with him and paid his obeisances, his tear-filled obeisances to Indra, to Krishna. And Krishna looked with him, but he looked in a slightly deceitful way. He looked with eyes like this at him. Oh, Indra, you're so big. Most probably you are angry at me that I have thwarted the sacrifice meant for you. I have taken it. So you must have come to scold me, huh? So Indra felt, why is the Lord looking at this like me? Why does he not accept it? Why doesn't he not see that I'm totally at the end of my nerves and I'm coming here to ask for his forgiveness? And he knew Krishna is not to be won over so easily. So he began to kneel down and offer some prayers. In these prayers he said, my Lord, I grossly made the mistake of underestimating you. I thought that you were ruled by sympathy and antipathy like a normal person of this world, but I can see you're absolutely transcendental. You are the father and the spiritual master of this entire universe and also its supreme controller. So then he said, even if a fool like me comes before you, I can become prideless in your association. I can see that you are so absolutely powerful. And I can see you must have done all this to punish me who was mischievous. And then he said, engrossed in pride over my ruling power and ignorant of your majesty, I offended you, O Lord. May you forgive me. My intelligence was bewildered, but let my consciousness never again be so impure. I think this is something like the turning point which Burijan Prabhu has talked about this morning. He could see I was prideful. Indra could see I have offended you. I've turned my back towards you and I've made an offense against you. But please now let this be over, this unfortunate time. And then he said, a prayer which I would like you to repeat, because I think this prayer is a prayer which should also come out of our repentant souls when we see we also turned our backs. He said, obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the great soul who is all-pervading and who resides in the hearts of all. Krishna, my obeisances are unto you, the chief of the Yadu dynasty. So he surrenders now. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Purushaya Mahatmane. Purushaya Mahatmane. Vasudevaya Krishnaya. Sattvatam Pataye Namaha. And then he explained, my Lord, I was so much in false ego. When the sacrifice which was made to me was disturbed, I became fiercely angry because of my false pride. So at that time, Krishna asks Indra, this is now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Indra, you are my devotee. How is it possible for a devotee to go against me? And then Indra says, how it's possible for a devotee to go against Krishna? Indra says, I became angry when my worship was stopped. I feel we sometimes also become angry when we feel things don't go according to our plan. My dear Lord, why did you do this? And Krishna then said, yes, but I'm your master. And all right, I stopped your worship, but I just cannot believe that my servant would ever do such a thing and go against me and my devotees by attacking me and attacking my devotees with rain and thunder and hail. And Indra says, anything is possible for one who's falsely proud. My dear devotees, it's that layer of pride which sometimes makes us even act offensive against Krishna. But Krishna then asks back, but though pride may sometimes arise in my devotee, he will use his intelligence and remove that pride, no? And Indra answers, yeah, that's a normal case, but in my case, intense anger destroyed my intelligence, which I would have had to use to overcome this prideful reaction towards you. So Indra, it's a really open heart discussion about the Lord, who wants to understand how can someone turn against me, and a conditioned soul who says, my Lord, it's not really just me alone. It's my pride, and then it's another attribute which destroys all the intelligence which I would have to use to go against my pride. It's my anger. So Shukadev Goswami talks about this. He says, a man and a woman who are blinded by intoxication with their powered opulence cannot see me, Krishna, nearby with a rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire such a person's real welfare, I drag them down from their material fortunate position. This is how Krishna deals. My dear devotees, when we are in a position in our life which makes us wrongly intoxicated with pride, then Krishna, who stands nearby, has his ways to remove us from this position which makes us pride, and so that we can turn again to him with sincerity. Once there was an arrogant king who asked his minister, "What's God's work?" And the minister said, "Well, to create the world, no?" And the king said, "No, that is, he does one time, but what is his ongoing work? What does he always do again and again?" And the ministers didn't know the answer and said, "For this we have our pandits." So the king called for the court pandit and the royal pandit and asked him, "What is God's ongoing work after he had finished his creation work?" Well, the pandit said, "Well, give me 1 week time, I have to search my books." So after 1 week of going through all the shastras, he couldn't get the answer to what is God's ongoing work. And therefore, he said, "I better leave the country, because if I can't give an answer to my king, he will punish me severely." So he went one early morning as the sun was rising away from his house, and he wanted to sneak out of his kingdom. But on the way, he found one of his disciples who was herding sheep. And the disciple asked, "Well, Guru Maharaj, you're going so early?" "Yes, I'm going and I will not return for a long time." "What? Why not?" And then the pandit of the king told him, "Why not? I can't answer the king's complicated question." So the young shepherd boy said, "What is his question?" "Well, the question is, what is God's ongoing work after he has created his, after he has finished his creation?" "Let me give it a thought," said the shepherd boy. And then he said, "I know the answer. You just tell the king that this question is so absolutely simple that you thought it was not your duty to answer it. You have sent one of your talented disciples, and I will take care of the job." So the pandit said, "Well, I can't lose, but let me first go to the neighboring kingdom in case you can't answer the question. The king won't grab me and punish me." So he wrote a letter. The letter was delivered. The letter said, "Your question is of a rather simple nature. I have decided to send my disciple to answer this." So the king was shocked a little, but he said, "Okay, I will receive disciple, and if he can't answer the question, I will behead him, and I will also kill his arrogant guru, my court pandit." So the morning the shepherd boy entered the court, the king was ready for him. He said, "Okay, my question will be answered today by you." And the boy was brought into the royal assembly hall. All the pandits of the country were there, and the boy fearlessly entered. The king was on his throne, and the boys said, "Something is wrong in this assembly. I have been asked to answer a question. I'm in this case the guru, but I'm sitting lower than you, my dear king, who is the questioner. This is not right. Get down from your throne and sit where I am sitting, and I will sit on your throne. Then I can sufficiently answer your question." king was boiling with anger, but he said, okay, get on my throne and answer my question if you can. So the boy went onto the throne. The king sat down at a lower seat, and then the boy was laughing at the king and said, oh, king, the answer to your question is so obvious. Just look around and you will find the answer. The king said, answer my question. So the boy laughed, looked around to all the pandits and said, we see what is God's ongoing work. The pride ones are pulled down and forced to take a lower seat. He constantly does it, and he did it to our king as well, who is now sitting down. Somehow, words spoken at the proper time with the proper intention and heard by the proper ears are very powerful. The king understood and he agreed that this was the answer of the question, and the issue was solved. A person blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me, Krishna, nearby with a rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire his real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. So this place, Indra, was pulled down. He lay at the lotus feet of the Lord, crying, begging for forgiveness. He had brought Surabhi along with him. Surabhi, the beautiful, mighty white cow who resides on a planet of her own with her folks, the cows, had come along with Indra, because Indra had been advised this will evoke the sympathy. If Krishna sees the cow next to you, he will be sympathetic to your cause. He loves cows he is a cow lover. So then Surabhi said in Indra's presence, oh Krishna, you are our Lord, you are our real Indra. This is not our real ruler. By now Indra was satisfied with this, so he didn't protest. And she said a beautiful prayer, which I want to recite with you. Mother Surabhi, along with her progeny, the cows, then offered her obeisances to Lord Krishna, respectfully requesting his attention. The gentle lady addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was present before her as a cowherd boy. Surabhi said, O Krishna, Krishna, greatest of all mystics, O soul and origin of the universe, you are the master of the world, and by your grace, O infallible Lord, we have you as our real master. These are your words. Please repeat. Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin.
Vishvatman, Vishvasambhava.
Vishvatman, Vishvasambhava.
Bhavata Lokanatena. Sanata Vayamachyuta. Maybe it was a little high, so we will go a little lower. Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin.
Krishna, Mahayogin.
Vishvatma, Vishvasambhava.
Vishvatma,
Bhavata Lokanatena. Sanata Vayamachuta. You are our worshipable deity, O Lord of the universe. For the benefit of the cows, the brahmanas, the demigods, and all other saintly persons, please, you become our Indra, our ruler. You give happiness. You are qualified to become our ruler. So this is the prayer of the repentant soul at Surabikund. You become our Lord, please. For so many long years, I have forgotten you, Krishna. Now today I turn to you. Please accept me as your sincere and serious servant. So then Mother Surabi performed a bathing ceremony with her own milk, which rushed forward from her deep udders. Aditi and other mothers of the demigods came and anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water, which came forward from the trunk of Airavata, the elephant of Lord Indra, who gave Lord Krishna a nice shower with Ganga, and the mothers were there anointing the Lord. All the demigods came. Narada came. Gandhava, the Gandhavas came. The wives of the demigods, filled with joy, danced here in the honor of the Lord. It was a great festivity. All living entities, when the ceremonial bathing of Lord Krishna was over, even those who were cruel by nature became entirely free of enmity. We should bring the heads of the state here, who are sometimes at loggerhead and are fighting with each other. They should all come to Surabikund. People who are envious of nature, cruel people, everyone can bow down into the dust of this sacred Tirtha and become free from this enmity. And we should be very sincerely calling out for Krishna. With great love in our heart, we should sing and pray to become free from offenses. I request you now to join in this kirtan, which we will do for a brief moment. It will be meditative in nature. And please chant now in a prayerful mood, begging for forgiveness of offenses, and you will see afterwards, when the cloud of offenses has left our hearts, the chanting of the holy name can start in earnestness. The idea is to chant in a prayerful mood, asking for freedom of offenses. Please start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hey Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, by the power of this extremely efficient holy place, Giriraj, at the foot of Giriraj, we now hope and pray that our chanting will go more and more into deeper areas. Just two very, very small suggestions to you as you now will continue with your japa. Please keep this simple formula in mind. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Chant sincerely first of all. And then just hear yourself. And then, as you have done so, pray to really get rid of this root of all the offenses, inattention and a prideful mentality, which causes one to actually despiseful of other living entities, of other Vaishnavas, and is the root of the offenses, this pride and inattention. So I'm very, very moved, and we even have ordered the Indian TV here to film you chanting, so then you can get a clip later and see yourself chanting free from offenses. Hare Krishna. Maybe Braj Bihari, you would like to make contact with the gentlemen, and or someone else, or maybe you want to make contact with the film crew. Yeah, and just greet them and invite them. I don't know. This always and best we do. So let us continue with our program, of chanting. Yes, should we maybe? Chant together Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and then we will go in our own chanting. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now please chant on your own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.